I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic. And, well, I got asked today by Felix to be the 10-minute speaker at my men's meeting, Rocket Riders. So I mentioned it twice, so now you owe me $5, George. What it was like for me is I came into this program. I originally came to this program when I got my first DUI. I was 19 years old. I came to this program and it just didn't take. You know, I wasn't done. I was just beginning. And they actually forced me to go to this program. And I used to go to a meeting over there on Convoy Court, part of the San Diego State program. And, I just went in there, got my court slip signed, and continued doing what I was doing. And I eventually got kicked out of my dad's house, and I grew up in Claremont in San Diego here. And, I came home one day, and my stuff was out in the front lawn, and there was a note attached that said, join the Navy. You're kicked out of it. So that's what I did. I joined the Navy, thinking that, that was my only out, and that would actually fix me. It did a lot for the marijuana maintenance, but it did absolutely nothing for the alcohol. You know, it got a lot worse in the Navy, and that's when I started to have blackouts from drinking. And it got progressively worse, and I did a tour in the Navy. To make a long story short, I got out of there. I was a full-blown alcoholic. And then when I got out of the Navy, I found the drugs again. And because I found out that I didn't have to get drug tested anymore. And that was a relief. And it just went downhill from there. You know, I ended up getting back involved with the court system again, but this time. I got a felony for drug sales. I was drinking all. I'll just make that this real short too. I was drinking all day at this bar called the Jewel Box downtown, and I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that bar, but it's kind of by the City College down there. And I went over to a coffee shop with a friend of mine that I met in the Jewel Box from high school, and he told me that he could get some LSD. Well, I thought that was a great idea, and. So I had been drinking all day, and we went over there, and I purchased some LSD from a guy I didn't even know, and I walked out of the coffee shop, and I met a guy on a beach cruiser, and he said that he'd like to buy my LSD. And I said, well, that sounds like a great idea, because now I can make some money, and I can support my drinking for a little bit longer, and also maybe buy something else. And it turns out that guy was an undercover cop. And... And that's how I got involved with the courts again. See that? See what it is when I drink. I don't know if I'm going to be an astronaut or a drug dealer. You know, that's what happens when I drink. The next thing you know, about 10 guys jumped me out of a police car, or a van. It was actually a police van, and I felt like I was on an episode of Cops. You know, and I told them, you can't arrest me. I'm in college. And they just laughed at me, basically. And I ended up going to jail, and I ended up, they wanted to lock me up for 5 years. But instead, because it was my first offense, they gave me a program called Drug Court, and that's how I got introduced to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous once again. From there, you know, I started going to, I think the Rocket Riders men's meeting was like my third meeting that I went to. And I actually, my first meeting that I went to was a step study right over here in Allied Gardens, because my parents, I had to move in with my parents again, and they live here in Allied Gardens. They bought a house over here. And I went to this step study meeting that Paul and Nancy over there go to. And I met a guy named Raphael, and he became my sponsor. And, worked the steps with him and went through a lot with the courts and just tried to do their program and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I got a little bit confused. And then I met a guy named George, too, who went to the men's meeting. He's a large part of my sobriety. And he actually lives here in Allied Gardens, too. And I met Felix. I met a lot of people in this program, you know. And, all of them men. Of course, because I didn't need a girlfriend at this time, but you know, what I needed is I needed to work on myself and figure out what the problem was, you know. And God just kept putting these guys in my life, and you know, and it was hard for me to reach out because, you know, I come from a, you know, my dad, he never taught me, you know, how to be social without having any alcohol in me. You know, the only time we ever said I love you is when we both were drinking, like at a Charger game or something. And it sounded like a lot like the dog on, what's that, the Jetsons? Yeah, it sounded like him. It sounded like, I love you, you know, a lot like that. And we would hug each other and we'd be drunk, you know. And, you know, that was my social upbringing. To make a long story short, I come from a really good Catholic family, you know, where there's a lot of drinking going on. And, you know, my dad, they had a large Catholic family over there in Claremont, 11 aunts and uncles on my dad's side. And so there was just a huge amount of drinking always going on. And that's what I was brought up around. And so, like I said, I got into the program, and I just, you know, I worked the steps with a guy named Raphael. And he took me through the steps, and he taught me, you know, how to be of service. You know, early on in this program, even when I didn't have a lot of time, you know, he just taught me how to reach out my hand to newcomers. And, you know, he taught me a lot of the basic foundation that helped me a lot with this program, you know. And it's the foundation, I believe it's the foundation in this program that makes us, that carves the, you know, the way for us. And so that was a huge part, a big deal for me, you know, is to get that foundation first. And I got 3.5 years, and then I had a little slip, you know. And I don't know, is there like a timer somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
There is. Where is it at?
Right here.
Oh, okay. So I mean, there's I was off my train of thought, but I had a little slip. Yeah, I had 3.5 years. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I had a little slip, and I had 3.5 years, and I went out for one night. I met this chiropractor in the program, and I was dating her, and she was a wine drinker. And her roommate actually did cocaine, and I got a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. I got a little jealous because I stopped going to meetings, you know, and I just started hanging out with people I should have been. I had no business hanging out with, you know. And I lost track of the people in the program and the people that taught me, you know, those principles early on. And so to make a long story short, I relapsed. I went out for one night. I came back. I got 90 days. I relapsed again for one more night. And then I got, now I got 5 years. So I like to say I got almost 10 years now and 2 bad nights. So, but really I got 5 years right there. And then my second time around, I met a girl in the program, and she had more time than me. And we met at a little meeting called Dawn Patrol down there by the beach. And we ended up getting married, and we just had a little girl 3.5 months ago. And she's beautiful. I mean, she's, man, I just love that little girl, you know. And I just, you know, the blessings keep coming, you know. And I just got something to look forward to now, you know. And it's just all because of this program. And you know, how much time do I got?
5 years.
So anyways, like I was saying, I got this beautiful little girl. I got this beautiful blonde wife, and it's kind of like that song, you know, who is this beautiful woman? This isn't my, exactly. It's like that song, you know, this isn't my house. This isn't my beautiful wife. You know, where the hell, you know, but it's in a good way, you know, it's in a good way. It's like that song, but in a good way. And I just, you know, couldn't have done it without this program. And I actually, one of the things that also came true for me is I actually feel comfortable in my own skin. You know, because I got honest with myself. You know, I had to get honest with myself to feel comfortable in my own skin. Because the alcohol was the one that did it for me before. But today, it's you guys and being honest with myself and with what's really going on, my fears. And And thank you for letting me be of service. Thank you, Felix, for asking me to share. And God bless, and I hope you all stay sober. Thank you.